Shalom to all. Today's daf is Yerushalmi Erevin, daf Chav Daled, and we are starting right at the top of the Amud. And the Vilna source daf is on Chav Beis Amud Beis, about a quarter way from the bottom, with the words Ma'uli Tein Lo'el Pai Mama. And today's daf is sponsored Lilu Nishmas Mars Mirim Tzar Basim Yaakov Moshe Her Nishama should have an Aliyah. In the Mishnah, we had discussed a case where a person came up to his Eruv on Shabbos and found there was an issue with it, but there was a suffix when that happened. Did it happen on Shabbos, which would mean his Eruv is perfectly fine, or did it happen before Shabbos, which would mean his Eruv is not okay? And Ramein and Rabbi Yehuda were Machmir. They had said Hareza Chamer Gamol. This guy is a donkey driver, camel driver, which basically means he has a real issue, and he's not kind of shvisa in either place, not in his house and not by his Eruv, because it's a suffix. We don't know which one it would have been. But now the Gemara asks the question, what about giving him 2,000 amas from his Eruv to his house? Because mitzad echad, we could say, if his Eruv wasn't valid, that means his makom shvisa is his house, and he has 2,000 amas in all direction, which would mean that he's still allowed to walk the 2,000 amas to where he had placed his Eruv down. And if you want to say that his Eruv was valid, that means his makom shvisa is where his Eruv is, and he has 2,000 amas in every direction from there, which would mean he's allowed to walk to his house. So either which way you slice it, he should be allowed to go from his house to his Eruv and from his Eruv back. He can't go 2,000 amas in any other direction, but at least in between his house and his Eruv, he should be able to go. What do we say regarding that? So Rabbi Mamal Amar, nice and loy, Rabbi Mamal says, yeah, no problem, he gets that 2,000 amas. Or is there Shulam Bar Yitzchak Amar, he says, ain't nice and loy, he doesn't get that 2,000 amas. And Rav Shammai Amar, Kumi Rabbi Yosef, B'Shem Rav Acha, Ma Pligin, what's her machlokesin? Kirav Meir, only according to Rav Meir. Baram Kirav Yuda, according to Rav Yuda, Kol Am Moedai Shnois and Loi, everyone agrees that he gets that 2,000 amas from his house to his Eruv. Why is this? So this is actually based on a machlokes from Meir and Rav Yuda in a different Mishnah later on in the Masechta that has to do with two cities that are within 4,000 amas from each other, and everyone from city A decided to walk to city B on Shabbos. Maybe there's a visiting Rav over there or some other reason, and one guy was sent along as a shliach for everyone to place down their Eruv so they could all walk 2,000 amas out of their city and then another 2,000 amas to the next city. And when the shliach is on his way, he hears this clippity-clop behind him, and a different fellow, a friend of his, comes along, asks him what he's doing, tells him he's putting down an Eruv. He goes, oh, putting down an Eruv? I'm going that direction anyway. I'll put the Eruv down for you, no worries. So this guy, the shliach for the whole city, hands the Eruv over to his friend and turns back and goes home. And what happened? You guessed it. His friend failed to put down the Eruv. So according to both Rabbi Yehuda and Rav Meir, the people in the city are not considered to have this Eruv because the Eruv was never placed down for them, and they're just considered to be remaining in their city. They have the original Makom Shvisa. They get 2,000 amas in every direction, and that's perfectly fine. But what about the guy himself, the original shliach that was sent out to place the Eruv down for everyone? What's his din? So according to Yehuda, he actually is kind of makam shvisa in that place that he was going to put the Eruv down in. This is based off a different din that according to Yehuda, a person's able to say, I want my makam shvisa to be over there. And even if he never puts down an Eruv, he's still considered to be kind of makam shvisa. And that's what Rabbi Yehuda holds over here. He's kind of makam shvisa even though the Eruv never was put down, because since he set out along the way to place it down, he's clearly showed with his actions and his intention that he wants to be kind of makam shvisa there, and so he's the only one from his city that's allowed to walk 2,000 amas to where the Eruv would have been placed, and then another 2,000 amas to the next city. However, according to Meir, he uses the same expression as over here, Hareza Chamer Gamol, that this guy's stuck, and actually, he's not allowed to even move more than Dalet Amas. He can't even move more than 4 amas from where he currently is, and that's because, on one hand, by this guy getting up and leaving his house in order to put down an Eruv for himself and for the whole city, but also for himself, he clearly has shown with his action that he does not want to be kind of shvisa in his house. But since at the end of the day, he didn't physically place down the Eruv where he wanted to, so that means he's not kind of makam shvisa over there either. So this guy's shvisa-less, he's tchumless, he has nowhere to go, and wherever he's located at the beginning of Shabbos, he's actually stuck to walking 4 amas, and that's it. And so what Rav Shammai just told us is that this whole machlokes, Rav Bar Mamal and Rav Shmuel Bar Yitzchak, regarding our Mishnah, does the guy get the 2,000 amas from his house to his Eruv, that's only in Shitas Rav Meir, but not according to Rav Yehuda. Since we saw Rav Yehuda was makel over there in the situation that we just quoted, he'd be makel over here as well. We continue the Gemara with a further clarification. V'loy dami chamer gamol de Rav Meir l'chamer gamol de Rav Yehuda. It's obvious that the chamer gamol of Rav Meir and the chamer gamol of Rav Yehuda in our Mishnah are different, even though their Shitas are quoted together in the Mishnah. The Rav Meir and Rav Yehuda both say Hariz chamer gamol. The outcome of what that means is going to be different. Chamer gamol de Rav Meir biruvay enoy shaloy zochal loy iruvay lakar esraklim bnei iroy chamer gamol de Rav Yehuda shenasan daitoy lakar raklim bnei iroy. The reason why we just read through these words is because there's a big machlokes on Gersayas how to read it, and a lot of them are fairly confusing, but most of them pretty much agree on what the perish of these words are, so we're just going to explain it outside. Basically, what the Gemara just told us is that the Chamer Gamol of our Mishnah, according to Rabbi Yehuda, is that his whole suffix that doesn't allow him to go anywhere is that he can't go 2,000 amas from his house or from his Eruv in random directions, but he still is allowed to go 2,000 amas from his house to his Eruv and from his Eruv to his house. Whereas the Chamer Gamol of our Mishnah, according to Rav Meir, that subject of machlokes, according to Rav Amar Mamal, it's the same thing as Rav Yehuda, but according to Rav Shmuel Bar Yitzchak, it's much more chumer that he's not allowed to go anywhere, as we had explained previously. And moving on to another discussion, which is going to have relevance to our Mishnah, Taman Tanin, over there we have a Mishnah, this Meseches Mikvais, discusses a person who is Tamei, who went to Mikvah, but it was actually Suffolk whether or not he did a proper Tevilah, or he definitely did do a proper Tevilah in a Mikvah. However, there was two different Mikvais, one that was Kosher, one that was Pasul, and we just don't know which Mikvah he went into. And so it's a Suffolk. What's the din? The Tanakhama tells us, Sveika Tahar, in this Suffolk, he's Tahar, whereas Rabbi Yossi Metame, Rabbi Yossi is Metame in this situation. And we have Machlokes Amar Rahim, what Rabbi Yossi's Shita is going in. Amar Rabbi Yoina says, Loitim Rabbi Yossi, Elim Shemecheach, Rabbi Yossi was only Metame over here because of a Cheach. Meaning, the only reason why Rabbi Yossi is Metame over there is because there's a real tzad that his Tevilah was not valid. Let's just use an example where we have the two Mikvahs, one of them was Kosher, one was Pasul, so there's a real reason to say that he actually was Tevil in the Pasul Mikvah. That Mimela tells us that we stick with his original Chazaka called Chazaka de Meikara, and his last known Chazaka is that he was Tamei, therefore Sveikai Tamei. However, bringing this to over here, she says Rabbi Yossi in our Mishnah, where when he has a Suffolk Eruv, he had said that it's Kosher, it's valid. The reason for this is because let's say in the case where his Eruv was Truma and it became Tamei, since we have a Suffolk, we don't know when it became Tamei, we go with the original Chazaka, that when he placed it down, it was Tahar, and therefore, as we would explain in the Mishnah, innocent until proven guilty, we assume that it always was Tahar until the last minute, but that means that when Bein HaShemashas Erev Shabbos came, it was still Kosher. Therefore, according to Rabbi Yossi's explanation of Rabbi Yossi's Shita in that Mishnah, there's no stira with Rabbi Yossi over here. However, Am Rabbi Yossi, that's the proper girsa, Rabbi Yossi that Meiri says, that Fil Makam Acher, Rabbi Yossi Metame, then even another situation, Rabbi Yossi's Metame, this is referring to a case where a guy was Tevil in a perfectly fine mikvah, and afterwards they measured the mikvah and found that it was Chaser, that it actually wasn't a Kosher mikvah. And even in this situation, says Rabbi Yossi that Meira, the Rabbi Yossi, the Tana, would say that it's not a valid tefillah. And here we see that even though there's a chazaka to Meikara, we have this original chazaka, that we know this mikvah was always kosher, and only now we discovered that it wasn't. Nonetheless, we say the person's tefillah is not valid, and now based off of this, we have an issue, that Mechal Shitas Rabbi Yossi, we have a Steer and Shitas Rabbi Yossi. Ditani, we have a Mishnah, that's ours. Rabbi Yossi says, Hey, Rav Tulos, B'Shem Chamisha Zekanim, that Rav Tulos gave Eidos, the name of five Zekanim, Shasafik Ha'Erev Kosher, that a Safik Erev is kosher, or Zekayat Amar Hachin. Over here, you're saying this, as we had just explained, that Rabbi Yossi of the Amar's understanding, Rabbi Yossi of the Tana, is that even when our Chazaka the Meikara is, that we should say that it's kosher, it's still pasul, and that should translate into Erev as well, but we see very clearly that Rabbi Yossi Paskin's Erev in our Mishnah is kosher, not pasul. I think my answer is no problem. Taman, B'Shem Garmei. Over there, Rabbi Yossi was saying his own Shita, from Hachai, or over here, B'Shem Chamisha Zekanim, he was saying in the name of five Zekanim, and therefore Rabbi Yossi of our Mishnah is not actually his own opinion, he's just saying it B'Shem somebody else. And continue discusses having my Meimar, the Talmud in the Yeshiva want to say, Mandamar Taman Tahar, Amar Hacha Mutar, whoever holds over there, by the case of Safik Toma, by the Mikvah, that it's Tahar. So over here as well, by Safik Eruv, they would say it's Mutar. And Chavdal Ram is on top, Mandamar Taman Tomei, whoever over there, by Mikvah, holds that the Safik is Tomei, Amar Hacha Aser, over here, he would also hold Aser by Safik Eruv. Then the Gemara right away says that that's not true. Vafil Kamandamar Taman Tomei, Maidi Uhacha Shu Mutar, even according to the Mandamar over there, which again is Rabbi Yossi, that Safik by Mikvah, the person is Tomei, here such a person could still agree that Safik Eruv is Mutar. And that's like we explained on Amar Aleph. Now this is all a discussion of Shitas Rabbi Yossi, but what about Shitas Rabbi Meir, who's Machmir in our Mishnah and Makel in that Mishnah? That's also not a stira, and that's what the Gemara says. Amar Rechina, Rechina tells us, Klum Inu Pligin Taman Lomi Devrayim, over there in the case of Mikvah, isn't the whole Machlekes only Midrabanon, but Safik Devrayim, Lahakel, and Safik Midrabanon we're always Makel with, and that's why Rabbi Meir is Makel over there in the case of Mikvah. But the Eruv Dvar Taira, the discussion of Eruv is Midai Raisa, but Safik Dvar Taira Lahachmir, and Safik Midai Raisa we're always Machmir with, and that's why Rabbi Meir is Machmir in our Mishnah. Ask more of Eruv Dvar Taira, Eruv is Midai Raisa, how could you say that? So first attempt to answer is Rabbi Yisun Amar Kumi Rabbi Chia Ruba B'Shem Rabbi Shimon Rabbi Yossi Ben Lekunya. That like in Al Tchumei Shabbos Dvar Torah, a person is going to get Malkus for Tchum Shabbos Midai Raisa. And so we clearly see that Tchum Shabbos is Midai Raisa. However, Amar Rabbi Chia Ruba, Rabbi Chia Ruba asked him, Alein B'Shabbos El Skila V'Kares. Shabbos only has a din of Skila or Kares. There's no dinim that we find that Midai Raisa in regards to Shabbos, a person is going to get Malkus. So how can you say that like in Al Tchumei Shabbos Dai Raisa? Now over here we have a girsa change. We're basically switching around these next two lines with the two lines afterwards. So skip these two lines, go to the word where it says Amar Leh. Here's a first attempt at response. Amar Leh, he told him, Vaksev, the Pasuk says, Shavu ish tachtov, al yetzei ish m'kayim v'yam ha-shvi'i. Each person should stay where he is. No one should leave where they are on the seventh day. And so here we have a lashon of al yetzei, don't go out. And that's mashma, a lav of tchumin that would come along with Malkus. Amar Leh's response to him was, Maksev loy. Does it say the word loy in the Pasuk? Loy yetzei ish? It doesn't say that. Alksev, it uses the word al. And we know that a word al does not come with Malkus. Only the word loy comes along with the punishment of Malkus, not the word al. So that's not a good raya. Now, going back up to those two lines that we had skipped. Amalehi responded to him, Yavavaksiv, it says, Al toichu menuna, don't eat from it semi-cooked. This is referring to the Karm Pasach. There's an isser to eat from it no, which is basically raw or semi-cooked. Skip the next two words because they're not part of the girsa. And maksiv loy, does it say loy over here? Alksiv, it says, Al toichu menuna. And nonetheless, we know that if a person eats from the Karm Pasach na, he does get malchus. And so we actually see that the word al comes along with the chi of malchus. Going back to tchumen, maybe we could say the word al by tchumen also comes along with malchus. However, continues the Gemara, now just skipping back another two lines to where we just were before, Amar B'Yisr Abun, B'Yisr Abun tells us, Afal Pikain, even so, even though he just brought a good raya from the pasuk al toichu menuna na, that the word al does come along with malchus, za'un bishmuasai, za'un bishmuasai, each one sticks with their shita. And the reason why he's sticking to this, that Erevin does not come along with malchus, is because he understands that the al yetzei of Erevin is actually referring to being mitzi mir shus l'shus and not Erevei Tchumen. And therefore, Tchumen itself is not alive and is not midaraisa. Continue to discuss our Safik Erov, Amar Shmuel bar Susrata. Erov, in the case of Erov or Safik Erov, asu oisei kesafik cheresh, they treated it like a Safik cheresh. What does this mean? So we know that a cheresh is not able to be mekadesh a woman because he's not a bar das. But let's say he did get married and then somebody else was bail his wife. Technically, there is room to say that when the cheresh was mekadesh's wife, at that moment, he actually had full das, making the kiddushin da'iraisa, which means that other person was actually bail and ashes ish da'iraisa. Even though that's a great svaro, we don't say that. And therefore, this person who was bail, the wife of the cheresh, wasn't ivern isr da'iraisa of ashes ish. And therefore, we see that even with a suffix da'iraisa, we just go with the chazaka that this guy's a cheresh. And same with Erev, even if you want to say that Erev is suffix da'iraisa, we're still going to go with the previously known chazaka that when this Erev was placed down, it was perfectly fine. And therefore, when we have a suffix, we just stick with that last known knowledge that we had that it's perfectly okay. However, that's a good svara when the Erev is still here, where it's still in front of us. We're just not so sure when it became tame, or even if it became tame in the first place, and the whole thing is a safek tuma, or maybe when it rolled outside the tchum, and we don't know when it rolled outside the tchum. So we could still say that, look, we have the Erev here, we don't know when the psol happened, and therefore we'll go with chazaka de meikara. But v'afilo nisraf, would we say this even if it got burnt up? In that case, we don't even have the Erev in front of us anymore. So who says we're able to go basar chazaka de meikara if we don't even have the thing in front of us? I would continue discussing this. Rabbi Yosei says, "Kiyamte kai demar Rabbi Shaya." I explain it like what Rabbi Shaya said. Higiucha soif tchum Shabbos shein mechuvar midvar Torah. That actually, the whole concept of tchum Shabbos is not mechuvar midvar Torah, which means there isn't a source midaraisa regarding tchum Shabbos, and therefore the whole thing's a drabon anyway. However, if Manabai he asked the following, "Nichal pai mama in mechuvar." Maybe it makes sense to say that the whole idea that you're limited to 2,000 amos of tchum Shabbos, that doesn't have a source in the Torah. But Rabbi Asa lofim am mechuvar hu 4,000 amos is mechuvar. That is a diraisa. The idea that if you want to extend your tchum to go another 2,000 amos, meaning from where you are to your Erev 2,000, and then from your Erev another 2,000, that is my diraisa. However, Shem Bar Karsana says, B'Shem Rav Acha, that ain't lecha mechuvar mikulam, el tchum shneim asr mil kamachne Yisrael, that really the only type of tchum that has a source in the Torah is the 12 mil of machne Yisrael, when the whole encampment of the Yidden in the Midbar was 12 mil, and it's regarding that that the Torah says, don't go beyond it. However, the 2,000 amos or even 4,000 amos of one extending their tchum Shabbos, that's midrabanon, and there isn't a source midaraisa. We're going to stop for the day and pick up tomorrow with halacha hey. Continue to discuss this. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.